The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Minutes was not enough. We needed extra time, but 36 minutes was just enough. The Lee Scott Academy varsity girls defeat the Glenwood Gators 52-49 in overtime here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Hello, everybody. Christian Griffin with you here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and you can probably tell by the voice, there's not much left. Hopefully, we'll be able to survive four more quarters as Lee Scott and Glenwood doing battle here throughout the evening. Boys on the JV side picked up a 70-50 win, and the girls, as I just mentioned, a 52-49 win in overtime over the Glenwood Gators. And as we welcome you in to the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off, it's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Clark Ivett with 28 points in that game against Glenwood. 11 coming in the fourth quarter. Absolutely dominated the Glenwood Gators tonight. Sydney Dunlap had 7. Maggie Herndon had 4. Camden Cleveland with 7. And Riley Fields with 6. The free throw line, not necessarily a friend, if you will, of Lee Scott Academy in the first half, but in the second half and in overtime, it was the free throw line, the charity stripe, that ultimately sealed the deal for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. With that, we turn our focus to the varsity boys who come into play tonight at 20-4. They are 3-1. In area play. The Glenwood Gators enter play tonight 19-5. They are undefeated in area play. Talking a little bit about the area now, assuming no team loses to another team, the varsity girls side of things, there will be a coin toss to see who will host area play. The Lee Scott Academy Warrior varsity boys now attempting the same similar type of story. We'll take a quick break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. When we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups and keys to the game here on the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
They actually took a couple of minutes off the warm-up. Both of these teams said they're ready to go. So we're already taking the floor. But real quickly, we'll get you those starting lineups. As they're presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. For the Gators, Holloway, Pender, McCrane, Alexander, and Sykes. And for the Warriors, Haley, Harper, Wright, Myers, and Cook. Warriors in their home white, Gators in their road black. Gators win the tip, going right to left on your radio dial. And we're underway here in the opening period. A doozy of a battle on the Glenwood and Lee Scott varsity girls side of things. Glenwood, three-pointer from Alexander, no good. Barrett Cook with the weak side rebound. Gray Haley works his way inside the paint, down low to Parker Wright. I think he's going to get called for a travel. He will. Shuffled his feet off for the pump fake. Lee Scott Academy varsity girls pick up a 52-49 win in overtime. Warriors on the varsity boys side of things looking to complete the three-game sweep. Again, Gators in their roadblocks. They're going right to left on your radio dial. Warriors will be going from left to right here in this first half. Should have been a moving screen on McCrane. No call. Sykes now down low to McCrane. Now a skip pass to Jadarian Holloway. That one rattles in and out and back in. Hayden Harper quick the other way. A lot of contact. Mason McCrane, the bucket, the foul. Hayden Harper, the flex. The strength of Hayden Harper, the speed of number two in white. Hayden Harper gets the bucket and will head to the free throw line for one more. Free throw from Hayden Harper is good. Game notched at three. Hayden Harper had 30 in this contest just 10 days ago, where the Warriors fell in a heartbreaker, 67-65. A steal for the Warriors. Hayden Harper the other way. Inside layup with the left hand on the right side. And Hayden Harper, 5 quick points on 2 buckets. Warriors with the lead, 6.5 to play in the opening period. Jadarian Holloway with the basketball at the top of the key, guarded by Parks Myers. He kicks it down low to McCrane. Layup, no good. Offensive rebound, McCrane, and the second chance opportunity. McCrane makes the Warriors pay. 5 all here, 2 minutes in to the first quarter. Parks Myers has the basketball, and now Barrett Cook. He works his way inside the paint. Right-handed layup off the glass is good. Offense is going wild here in the first 2.5 minutes. Jadarian Holloway. Now Braylon Alexander, stolen by Gray Haley. A 2-on-2 transition. Gray Haley, left-handed layup is money. Warriors creating some live ball turnover, something they feed off of. And have done so well all season long. They've forced 3 already. They lead 9-5. Holloway on the right wing gets the screen from McCrane, able to work inside the paint. out to Alexander. Almost another steal. They're going to call a foul. A charge. Hayden Harper draws the charge on Braylon Alexander. He was working his way baseline. Would have been a steal for Lee Scott regardless. He'll happily take a foul on number 14. 9-6. Lee Scott leads under 5 minutes to play. Hayden Harper has it at the top of the key. Step back, thought about the three. Now down low to Haley. He gets cut off, fires it back to Parks Myers. Threw a lot of contact. Layup off the wrong foot. Can't get it to go. And Sykes. No apologies. Pinder with the rebound. Down low to McCrane. Parker Wright meets McCrane at the rim and thought he had a lot of ball. They're going to call a foul on Parker Wright. And Mason McCrane will head to the free throw line. A long discussion with some referees trying to figure out either the clock or something that we aren't too sure of. Both teams are ready for free throws. They were discussing who the foul was on. It was on Parker Wright. Warriors lead is 4. They lead 9-5. 4.5 to play in the opening period. First free throw from McCrane is knocked down. A reminder that the opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Academy basketball. Second free throw, no good. Layup on the other end gets blocked. Parker Wright down low, flexes the muscles. And the right-handed layup is good. Warriors lead is 6, 11-5. Halfway through this opening period, Tyler Sykes, ultimately the game MVP 10 days ago, with the Gators win. McCrane down low, blocked by Hayden Harper along the backside. Nice defense by Parker Wright, going straight up and not fouling McCrane, allowing Harper to get back there with the swat. It'll stay Gator basketball under their own basket. Holloway will inbound the basketball, standing on the first tee in Lee Scott. Down low to McCrane, back to Holloway, spins towards the middle of the floor. Out to Tyler Sykes, his left wing three, too strong. Tip out McCrane. Pinder with the rebound. He finds Jadarian Holloway, and they'll slow things down and set up the offense. Holloway gets the screen from McCrane. Step back, Euro step in the lane, blocked by Chapman Harris. Hayden Harper comes away with the basketball. Crossover at the three-point line. Left-handed layup is too easy. Hayden Harper with 7 here in the opening quarter. Warriors lead is 7, 13-6, 3:33 remaining in the opening period. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
To 6. Lee Scott Warriors lead the Glenwood Gators halfway through this opening period in what is set to be and has already been a fantastic night of high school basketball here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Layup no. McCrane offensive rebound. His layup is no good. And Brooke Zachary clears the rebound. Hayden Harper gets his feet to the free throw line. Will Lyles catch and shoot? Bang! Will Lyles gives the Warriors a 10-point lead here in this first quarter. Defense is coming out hot. Holloway with a turnover. Miscommunication with Levi Pinder. And Coach Perdue has seen enough of Jadarian Holloway. He rips him off the floor. Number 12, Trey Clarity, will come into the contest. 16-6. The Lee Scott Warriors out in front of the Glenwood Gators. Under 3 minutes to play in the opening period. It's Harper, Haley, Harris, Zachary, and Lyles on the floor. Harris gets 2 feet right at the elbow. Will Lyles catch and shoot three once again? And it's Nylon! Will Lyles has played two offensive possessions and has 6 points. The Gators quick to respond on the other end of the floor. Lyles, a heat check. Oh my goodness! Lyles in the right corner. Number 4, feeling himself right now. Brooke Zachary, a poke steal from behind. Will Lyles, 3 straight threes. Oh my goodness, Lee Scott out in front, 22-8. Here over the bitter rival, the Glenwood Gators. Pinder inbounding the basketball, throws it all the way to the front court, or to the back court rather. To Clarity, now to Braylon Alexander, guarded by Hayden Harper. A switch off with Chapman Harris. Great contest from Harris, rebounds with Wyatt Watley, and they're going to call McCrane on an over the back foul. And McCrane showing some frustration. He has to be careful. Otherwise, he's going to get called for the technical foul. The referee walks him back down the floor. Brooke Zachary will check out. Cord Zellner will check in. Wyatt Watley into the game as well. 2:02 in counting here in the first quarter. Warriors lead is 14. Chapman Harris got stuck in the air, nowhere to go. He turns it over. Floater from Braylon Alexander. A really nice move. He now has 4. Lead is down to a dozen. Zellner with the rebound or the screen on Hayden Harper. McCrane lets Harper shoot, and it's off the back iron. A risky business decision from McCrane. It pays off that time. Wouldn't let him do it too many times. Ball in the corner. On the far side, they throw it down low to McCrane. Wyatt Watley gets a poke steal, goes behind the back. 1-on-3, Watley goes in anyways, and he will get fouled by Trey Clarity. Wyatt Watley hits the padding and is slow to get up. He is able to get up under his own power. Great defense by Wyatt Watley. Whew. Warrior family, I'm doing everything I can to give you everything I got. First free throw from Wyatt Watley is knocked down. 5 quarters, essentially, of fantastic basketball on the varsity girls' side of things. Varsity girls win it 52-49 in overtime. Second free throw from Watley just grazes the front of the rim. Jadarian Holloway quickly back into the game for the Gators. Now to Alexander. He comes to a jump stop. Levi Pinder near corner three, too strong. Will Lyles is unable to corral the rebound. And River Baker gets the rebound. Floater from Holloway, no good. Baker, another rebound. And a foul on the Warriors. I believe they're going to get Wyatt Watley. They will. That is the second team foul for the Warriors. The Gators have 4. 58 seconds to play here in this opening period. Warriors lead is 13. Jadarian Holloway with the basketball. He clears everybody out, trying to go to work on Wyatt Watley. A lot of contact, no foul. Reverse layup is good. Holloway now with 5 in the opening period. 40 seconds to play. Chapman Harris thought about the 3 on the left wing. Now Barrett Cook, he'll try his luck from deep. That one can't get it to go. Chapman Harris almost gets a steal, but Holloway is able to recover. Gators now trying to go in transition. Wild contest. And they're going to call a foul on the floor on the Warriors. Lee Scott Academy out in front of their rival the Glenwood Gators here inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. They throw it down low to River Baker. Now inside to Clarity. Will Lyles thought he got all ball. I did as well, but they're going to call him for contact to the head. And Trey Clarity will shoot two free throws. First free throw from Clarity. Can't get it to go down. Haley will check into the game for Chapman Harris. And Aaron Carter will check in for McCrane. Second free throw from Clarity. Too strong off the back iron. Tipped around, and Barrett Cook comes away with it. 23-12 here. 15 seconds and counting in the first quarter. Cook now to Haley. Now down low to Cord Zellner. Back to Barrett Cook with six, with five. Whoa, Lyles got fouled. No call. Barrett Cook as time expires. Oh, my goodness. It's raining threes here in this opening period. Barrett Cook from 25 feet. The sniper gives the Warriors a 14-point lead here at home. We head to the second quarter, 26-12. Lee Scott out in front of Glenwood here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Lee Scott out in front of the Glenwood Gators through 8 minutes of action. It's Warrior basketball here to start the second quarter. Barrett Cook gets called, or gets away with a travel, rather. Parker Wright at the top of the key, and now Gray Haley, his left-handed layup. He gets it to go over Levi Pinder. Haley gets the scoring started and continues the scoring for the Warriors here in this second quarter, 28-12. The first matchup between these two teams on January 17th, it was Glenwood 67, Lee Scott 65. A missed three essentially at the buzzer gave the Glenwood Gators a win. It's all Warriors here in this opening period. Layup from Alexander is good. A nice move inside. He has six. Leads the scorers for the Gators. Parks Myers now out to Barrett Cook. Backdoor cut gets poked away. Cook is able to recover, finds Hayden Harper. He'll back things up on the left wing. Guarded by Alexander. Comes to a jump stop. Kick out. Parks Myers. He's able to drive his left-handed layup. Gets blocked by Mason McCrane. And now the Gators have numbers. Alexander. And a charge on Hayden Harper. Rather a charge on Jadarian Holloway, but Hayden Harper draws the foul. And we're going the other way. 28-14, Warriors lead is two touchdowns. Barrett Cook thought about the catch and shoot three in the far corner. He's going to work on Tyler Sykes. He's able to find Parks Myers. Now Haley at the top of the key. A couple of jab steps, and he loses the basketball. I believe it got poked away, but it should still stay Warrior basketball. Instead, they're saying it went off on the knee of Gray Haley. 28-14, 6:20 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors. Four threes in that opening period. Five threes. Hayden Harper with one. Will Lyles with three. And Barrett Cook to end the first quarter. Ball is with Pinder at the top of the key. Screen from Tyler Sykes. Elbow jumper is good. Levi Pinder on the board. Hayden Harper quickly in transition. Mason McCrane didn't block the shot but altered it. And now the Gators in transition. A travel on the Gators should be called in. It will be. McCrane a little wild, or Pinder rather, with the pass. Tried to find Jadarian Holloway, and he took steps trying to stay in bounds. Hayden Harper will walk the ball up the length of the floor. Gets a screen from Haley out to Parker Wright. Now Parks Myers. Barrett Cook on the left wing. Backdoor cut from Hayden Harper. His right-handed layup won't go. Harper can't believe it. 28-16, approaching the five-minute mark in this second quarter. Tyler Sykes thought about the deep catch-and-shoot three, but decides not to take it. Alexander, no, Holloway works his way inside. Layup won't go, but he gets hacked on the way up. They're going to get Gray Haley on the shooting foul. First free throw is good. Second free throw, too strong off the back iron. Holloway goes one for two at the stripe. Barrett Cook with the rebounds. Gray Haley on the right wing. Now back to Barrett Cook on the left. Some dribble drives and some motion offense. Gray Haley working his way along the left side to the dominant hands. And the left-handed layup is good. Haley now with 4 points in the second quarter. He's up to six in the contest. Warriors lead is a baker's dozen. Four and a half to play. Pinder pump fake, got Hayden Harper. No, Gray Haley in the air. But a nice job by the Warrior defense to recover. Alexander inside to Holloway. Catch and shoot three on the left wing is short. Pinder, the offensive rebound, stolen away from Barrett Cook. And they'll say that Cook steps on the baseline as he tried to rip it away. Will Lyles will check back into the contest. It's Harper, Wright, Haley, Lyles, and Myers. A smaller lineup for the Warriors. Right-handed layup off the Euro step. Can't go. Long rebound is with Levi Pinder. His catch and shoot three on the right wing. A nice shot to cut the lead to 11. Hayden Harper in transition. So quick. Warriors take the ball out of the net, it feels like. And before you can even blink, they're already at half court. Hayden Harper draws some contact, and he'll shoot two free throws. It was Braylon Alexander that gets called for the personal. Halfway through this second quarter. First free throw from Harper, no good. Chapman Harris will replace Parker Wright. Second free throw from Harper is good. Harper with seven in the first, his first point here in the second. The Warriors lead is 11. 31-20, 3:50 and counting here in this second quarter. Ball working with Mason McCrane at the top of the key. Now to Alexander, who lowers his shoulder, and he's going to get called for the charge. I love the call by the official underneath the basket. I love the call. I thought there was hesitation, and it might not be a whistle. But lowered his shoulder to create contact as he worked his way down the lane. The third charge of the night called on the Glenwood Gators. Harper will walk the ball up the floor to Chapman Harris. His catch and shoot three on the left wing. I guess had one reset dribble. Couldn't get that to go. Too strong, Holloway. with the rebound, guarded by Parks Myers, up to Tyler Sykes at the top of the key, trying to find somebody, finds Pinder on the left wing. Pinder trying to go to work on Lyles, catch and shoot, no, pump fake from Tyler Sykes, Holloway down low, and stripped out of the hands of Mason McCrane by Parks Myers. Hayden Harper goes to work. Tyler Sykes tries to draw the charge. Hayden Harper jumps to his right and gets the layup to go. Harper now in double figures. He leads all scorers tonight. Almost a steal by Gray Haley, but Levi Pinder is able to recover it on the left wing. Jadarian Holloway begging for an on-ball screen. He finds Clarity, now back to Holloway, begging McCrane to come up and set a screen. He does along the right side. Holloway uses it. Spins his way inside. Skip pass to Levi Pinder. Down low to Tyler Sykes. Pump fake. And I believe they're going to call a foul on Will Lyles from behind. Chapman Harris went straight up. Lyles got the arm of Tyler Sykes on the way up, and he'll shoot two free throws. Samford Gymnasium continuing to file in here on a Monday night in Auburn, Alabama. First free throw from Tyler Sykes is good. His first points of the evening. All four corners of the gymnasium filled in. The standing room only, if you will. But it's only standing room only here, directly behind the student section. Sykes goes 2 for 2 at the charity stripe, and Glenwood will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 33-22 Warriors with an 11-point lead, 2:24 to play before the halftime break. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Following the timeout, Lee Scott Academy basketball with 2:18 to play in the second quarter. Their lead is 11. Motion offense by the Warriors. Chapman Harris thought about the three, got Tyler Sykes in the air, was unable to go around him. Ball swinging around the perimeter now with Hayden Harper. He does a little shimmy at the top of the key, works his way down to the short corner. Parks Myers thought about the three, works his way inside to the middle of the paint, loses the basketball. McCrane comes away with it. Holloway now in transition, works his right side. Layup is good. Hayden Harper quick to bring things up the length of the floor. Chapman Harris once again thought about the three. Nice bounce pass to Brooke Zachary. Loses the basketball, and I believe they're going to call a tie-up. Possession arrow will keep it with Lee Scott. Barrett Cook will check in to the contest once again, this time for Parks Myers. Cook with 5 points in the opening period, and now they're saying it's Glenwood basketball. They just changed the possession arrow before the jump ball, but I guess it is Glenwood basketball with 1:30 remaining in the second quarter. Pinder has it at the top of the key. Some miscommunication about what the offensive set was supposed to be. Clarity now down low to Mason McCrane. Brings the ball down. Barrett Cook's going to get called for the personal foul. Layup on the left side is good for Levi Pinder. I'm sorry, former Crane. Cord Zellner will check into the game for Chapman Harris. 1:21 remaining in the second quarter. Free throw, no good. Barrett Cook with the long rebound. He'll bring the ball up the floor. Kicks it to Brooke Zachary. Now to Wyatt Watley. Now to Hayden Harper, who wasn't looking at the basketball. Watley turns it over. Tyler Sykes with the steal. Holloway now going the other way. Kicks it to Levi Pinder. Contested. Catch and shoot three. Too strong. Nice rebound from Barrett Cook along the weak side. He gets a screen from Cord Zellner. Kicks it to Hayden Harper in the corner. He was trapped. He backs things out. Wyatt Watley, Barrett Cook, catch and shoot three on the left wing, and he got it. Barrett Cook now with two threes in this first half. He has eight, and the Warriors' lead is back up to 10, 30 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Holloway has it on the left wing, gets a screen from Tyler Sykes, power dribble along the left side, and he spins back to his left, does Holloway. A nice move. And the layup is good. Hayden Harper has the ball right at the free throw line. 13 seconds to play. Warriors will see if they'll hold for the final shot. Barrett Cook gets inside the paint. Spins back to his right. Over his left shoulder. Couldn't get it to go. Tyler Sykes the rebound with three. With two. Holloway from three-quarter court. Goes over the top of the backboard. And that is how the first half will come to a close. 36-28. Lee Scott Academy with the lead. We'll take a two-minute break and come back and introduce you to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Six fantastic, seven quarters, if you will, of fantastic basketball. And you're in for two more. But the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic. on Tiger Country 104.5.
Lee Scott Academy with the lead through 16 minutes of play. And with that, we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It was raining threes for the Warriors here in the first half, especially the first quarter. They knocked down five in the opening period. Barrett Cook knocks one down in the second quarter as well. And the Warriors answer a little bit of a run that the Glenwood Gators put on about halfway through that second period. Let's take a look at some of the halftime stats from the first half. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Odeline Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Starting with the Lee Scott Warriors working the way down the lineup sheet. Gray Haley has 6. Hayden Harper with 10. Parker Wright has 2. Will Lyles with 9. All coming in about 20 seconds. Will Lyles knocks down 3 straight threes. The heat check in the corner absolutely took the roof off this place inside Sanford Gymnasium. Wyatt Watley has 1. And Barrett Cook again with those 2 threes. He has 8. For the Glenwood Gators, Jadarian Holloway leads the way. He has 10. Levi Pender and Mason McCrane both have 5. Braylon Alexander with 6. And Tyler Sykes with 2. There are 5 Glenwood Gators that average double figures in the points column. So having stat lines that look like that, you will love if you're Coach William Johnson and this defensive squad. It's Holloway leads the way. He averages 15 a contest. Alexander with 14. McCrane at 13, and a couple right around the 10 or 11 mark. But what a battle here tonight. Both games, again, for those that are just now joining us or have tuned in and out, I advise you not going anywhere because you're missing one heck of a battle here inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Varsity girls, a fantastic victory. I mentioned that the win a couple of weeks ago might have been their best win against Holtville, who came in undefeated. But I'll overcount that. I'll say that this win tonight for Lee Scott Academy is the biggest win for Coach Corey Harrison and this squad so far this year. They win 52-49. It took 4 extra minutes. 32 minutes were not enough. But the free throw line in the overtime period gets it done for the Warriors here at home. Clark Ibott had 28 in that contest. She led the way, and it was the free throw line from Maggie Herndon, Sydney Dunlap, and Riley Fields late in the fourth quarter and in overtime that prevails the Warriors to give the Glenwood Gators their first loss in area play. And that's such a big win for Lee Scott Academy, assuming neither of these teams lose another area game. For the girls' side, at least as of right now, it will come down to a coin flip to see where the area championship will be played. If the Lee Scott Warriors on the varsity boys side of things can also get a win tonight, they will force a coin flip. Again, all of this has a little asterisk, granted that neither of these teams fall short against another area team. But what a job so far through essentially seven quarters of play. The Lee Scott Warriors on the varsity boys side of things lead 36-28. At the halftime break, again, those halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Odeline Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. We'll take another break here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll talk about some keys to the second half, what the Warriors need to do to win this area contest, and again, most likely force a coin flip to see if Lee Scott Academy can host. But most importantly, it's the rematch. Lee Scott out in front, 36-28 at the halftime break. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work.
Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Glenwood Gators at the halftime break. It's been a fantastic six-plus quarters of play so far as we continue on with the Orthopedic Clinic. Taking a little bit of a seat. Got some good buddies here right in front of me. Shout yourself out. What's your name?
Ellis.
And?
Jackson.
Jackson. Ellis and Jackson here with me. What is Lee Scott, what have they done well in the first half that they need to continue to do here in the second half?
Shot the ball.
Shoot the ball. I like it. What about you, Jackson? Nothing. He says nothing. They don't need to do anything. But I agree, shooting the ball is something that Lee Scott needs to continue to do well here in this third quarter. Again, shout out everybody that's here inside the gymnasium tonight. Shout out everybody joining us on the Lee Scott Sports Network, surrounded by a bunch of my favorite guys, a bunch of the baseball guys that have made their way to the top of the stands with me. Both teams have made their way back onto the floor. Let's get you started with the second half.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
36-28 through two quarters of play, just about getting ready to start the second half, and the tip-off of the second half is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, right across from the Auburn University campus. Shout out to my good buddies who weren't really expecting to hop on the mic tonight, but hey, if this voice goes out, I'm handing the mic over to y'all, and y'all got to call the rest of the game. But again, right here in the heart of the student section, Lee Scott with a 36-28 point lead as we get underway here in this third quarter. Warriors in their home whites going from right to left in the second half on your radio dial. Gators in the road blocks will be going from left to right. So both teams will be scoring more towards their fan base. Gray Haley left-handed reverse layup, can't get it to go. Pender will clear the rebound. Tyler Sykes has the basketball now off to Alexander. Comes to a jump stop and the floater is good. Alexander now with 8 in the contest. Lead is 6 for the Warriors. Parks Myers now to Gray Haley. Reverse layup. Parker Wright. Mason McCrane might have gotten a finger on it. And he corrals the rebound out to Holloway at the volleyball line. He's trying to go to work on Hayden Harper. Able to get through the defense. Again, the jump stop and the touch shot is good. Gators a 4-0 run here in two possessions to start the third quarter. Barrett Cook works his way underneath the rim, kicks it to Parks Myers, now to Gray Haley. He's guarded by Levi Pender. They kick it back out to Hayden Harper. Thought about the three, now works inside to the free throw line. Now out to Gray Haley, who backs things up. Now splits the teeth of the defense Eric Cook on the left wing, guarded by Tyler Sykes. Thought about the step back three. Gators playing really nice defense here on this possession. Hayden Harper backs it out towards the extended volleyball line. Gets an on-ball screen from Parker Wright. A spin move, left-handed layup. Hayden Harper couldn't finish. McCrane, the rebound. Don't look now, but the Gators can make this a one-possession game. Alexander has it, gets to the free throw line. Right-handed touch shot. He's perfected that one here in the third quarter. He has all six. And Coach William Johnson, once the ball crosses half court, will call a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick one with them here. A 6-0 run for the Glenwood Gators. Warrior lead is only 2-36-34. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
It's Warrior basketball coming out of the timeout. They lead 36-34, but a 6-0 run, a solo run. Braylon Alexander, all 6 points for the Glenwood Gators to get things started in the second half. Gray Haley has it on the right wing. They're trying to find Hayden Harper in the short corner. He goes to Parker Wright. Now to Parks Myers. Down low, Parker Wright, right-handed layup. A lot of contact. Got hit on the arm. No foul. Pinder with the rebound. It's now into the hands of Alexander. Skip pass to Jadarian Holloway. Back to Alexander. Pump fake. Elbow jumper is too strong. Parks Myers with the rebound. Almost a poke steal, now is a steal. No, Parks Myers is able to recover. 2-on-1, left-handed layup over Tyler Sykes. And Parks Myers gets it to go. Parks Myers, the first bucket of the third quarter, the first bucket of the second half for Lee Scott Academy. Warriors lead is 4-38-34 over the bitter rivals, the Glenwood Gators. Warriors trying to even the series. McCrane has it on the far short corner. Now to Tyler Sykes on the left wing. Pinder sets the screen, a bounce pass to Holloway. He gets cut off, able to pick up his own dribble. Holloway now at the free throw line, running jumper is nothing but net. The soft spot in the defense has been found for Lee Scott Academy. Four buckets, all running floaters, all about 6 feet away from the rim. Haley will try his luck from deep, and he rattles it home. Gray Haley now with 9 in the contest. Warriors needed that one. Lead back up to 5. 4.5 to play in this third quarter. Which team can win the physical track meet? You can see both of these teams a little bit winded. Tyler Sykes tries to throw it down to Braylon Alexander, but Parker Wright kicks it off the wall. A lot of hands on hips every single timeout that you get. There's not too many of them. But the physical, emotional battle right now. Going to be a big time second half battle. Floater from Holloway. This time couldn't get it to go. A loose ball foul on Hayden Harper trying to track down the rebound. It's going to be on Braylon Alexander. Both guys seem to be a little bit injured. Alexander works his way straight to the training staff, holding that left shoulder. Harper worked his way out of bounds as well. Harper checking in on Alexander. Just a tough contact. A basketball play. Both have the right for the basketball. But shoulder-to-shoulder contact. They're working on the shoulder of Alexander behind the rim, or behind the bench of Glenwood, rather. 41-36, 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Ball's in the hands of Trey Clarity. Now Levi Pinder comes to a jump stop at the free throw line. Now back out to Holloway on the left wing. Will Lyles playing really nice defense. Barrett Cook now on Clarity. He has it in the corner. Back up to Tyler Sykes. Gray Haley clapping his hands. Tyler Sykes slows things down. Walks all the way back to the LSA logo at half court. Finds the point guard, Jadarian Holloway. A lot of passes, nothing doing so far for this Glenwood possession. Pinder now down low to McCrane, to a cutting Holloway. A lot of contact. How did he get that one to go? Cut on the right wing. Split two defenders in the air. And the up and under layup on the left side with his right hand. It's Braylon Alexander and Jadarian Holloway that have run the show here in this third quarter. And with that free throw, Jadarian Holloway has 5 in the third. He has 15 in the contest. Parker Wright to Will Lyles, now to Gray Haley. Barrett Cook in the corner. His catch and shoot right in front of the student section is money. Barrett Cook, 3 triples now in the contest. 1 in each quarter. And the Warriors' lead is 5 once again. Approaching the 2-minute mark here in this fast-paced third quarter. Levi Pender has the basketball. Tyler Sykes catch and shoot 3. Tried to respond, couldn't get it to go. Will Lyles with the rebound. Now ahead to Parker Wright. Levi Pender tries to draw the charge, and he will get called for it. Parker Wright attacked the defense a little bit out of control. Both players. It's actually Mason McCrane that took the brunt of the damage. Parker Wright slow to get up as well. It is a charge. And McCrane and Wright both able to walk off under their own power. Court Zellner will check in for Parker Wright. Coach William Johnson immediately going over to Parker Wright. You can see him putting his hands on him, just telling everything to slow down, calm down. You can see that one setting up as soon as Parker Wright took that first dribble inside the three-point line. Under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Barrett Cook gambles. He comes up unsuccessful. Tyler Sykes catch and shoot 3. That's why it's so difficult to gamble. Tyler Sykes knocks down the 3. Sykes had a quiet first half the last time these two teams met. Came alive. Hayden Harper tries to respond. Mason McCrane with the rebound, but then throws it out of bounds. And they'll say that Chapman Harris touched the basketball. Nobody here agrees except for the people in orange on the other side of the gym. But Tyler Sykes came alive in the third and fourth quarter. Something you have to try and minimize here tonight. Warriors lead is 2. And now a late foul on Will Lyles. Trey Clarity sold it enough to get the whistle. Holloway now with the basketball. Now to Tyler Sykes. They're trying to find Tyler Sykes down low. Holloway has it at the top of the key. Now to Levi Pinder. They're trying to feed Tyler Sykes down low. Guarded by Chapman Harris. Harris does a nice job fronting Tyler Sykes on the block. Back to Holloway. He'll pull up a 3. Too strong off the left side of the rim. Chapman Harris with the rebound. Nobody picks up Harris. Able to get 2 feet inside the paint. Left-handed touch shot. Couldn't get it to go. I think he was expecting more contact than there was. Holloway now. Floater is too strong. Air ball. Should have been a loose ball foul. Still no call. Holloway able to recover. Out to Tyler Sykes. His catch and shoot there on the left wing. Will Lyles the rebound. And finally an over the back foul on Trey Clarity. You hear the comical applause because there were probably 3 or 4 over the back fouls on that possession that weren't necessarily called. Will Lyles works his way to the bench. Wyatt Watley will sub in. Warriors, if they choose to, can hold for the final shot of the third quarter. 44-42. Under 30 seconds to play. Cord Zellner now to Wyatt Watley. Out to Chapman Harris. Now Barrett Cook on the left wing. Barrett Cook now to Hayden Harper. He's able to split the defense. Goes in on McCrane. Right-handed layup. Goes up and the foul. McCrane arguing that he went straight up, but the hands came down after the contact. And Harper has a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. McCrane pleading his case with the referee that's underneath the basket. You can see Tyler Sykes trying to talk to Mason McCrane on the other side of the lane, telling him to go straight up, even through the contact. Hayden Harper is able to convert. He's up to 13, his first basket and points of the third quarter, and he'll work his way to the bench for the final possession of this third quarter. Parks Myers, no, Book Zachary will check in. Under 9 seconds to play as Holloway crosses half court, guarded by Parks Myers. Skip pass over to Tyler Sykes, and he buries it on the left wing. And that's how the third quarter will come to a close. That's the one shooter for this Glenwood team that you can't not know where he's at all times. And Holloway did a nice job of pinching down. The entire defense collapses with him. And Tyler Sykes gets a three right before the end of the third quarter. 47-45. We are through 24 minutes of play. We'll be back with the final eight, or maybe you'll need more. But we'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Through three, the start of the fourth. Warriors 47, Glenwood Gators 45. It's Gator basketball. They inbound the basketball here as we get started with the fourth quarter. Tyler Sykes hit two threes in the final minute of the third quarter to trim the Warrior lead down to two. He has the basketball at the top of the key, down low to Mason McCrane. Now out to Clarity. Nice defense by the Warriors, forcing Glenwood to stay well outside the three-point line. It's Haley, Harper, Myers, Wright, and Barrett Cook, the starting five for Lee Scott. Barrett Cook gets a steal, and the Warriors have numbers. The three-on-two, Barrett Cook lays it in with the right hand. Barrett Cook gets the scoring started for the Warriors, and Tyler Sykes uses a timeout as the Gators are unable to inbound the basketball. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Barrett Cook now with 13 in the contest. Warriors with the lead, trying to defend home court and get the rematch back to even. Again, 10 days ago, the Warriors took the trip to Phoenix City and came up just short, had a chance to win it at the end. Glenwood wins it 67-65. Warriors now, 10 days later, on their home floor, have the chance to right their wrongs. They lead by four. Gators walking the ball up the backcourt. Tyler Sykes now a bounce past the Holloway. He splits the defense. Parker Wright tries to draw a charge. No call. Layup no good. Tyler Sykes, the long rebound and a blocking foul on Parks Myers. With the charges that have been called in this game, that one was about as clear as it possibly could get. But they decide to let it play out. Tyler Sykes will inbound the basketball. He passes to Jadarian Holloway. 6:50 and counting in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a four-point advantage. Tyler Pender, step back, elbow jumper, too strong. Barrett Cook, the rebound. Could have been another over-the-back foul, still no call. But Cook able to run the ball up the floor. Parks Myers now, Hayden Harper at the top of the key. Thought about the three over Holloway, but he'll back things up. Parker Wright sets the screen. Harper uses it through Mason McCrane. A lot of contact. Couldn't get the layup to go. McCrane with the rebound. Holloway got away with a carry. Now to Clarity. Skip pass to Tyler Sykes at the top of the key. They find Jadarian Holloway, the point guard. Still no sign of Braylon Alexander, who walked off following the hard contact late in the third quarter. Tyler Sykes tries to draw a lot of contact. I agree with the no call. He jumped into the Warriors defender. Hayden Harper, the rebound, comes to a jump stop. Reverse layup, no good. Parker Wright, the rebound, and the tip shots. Can't get it to go. Tyler Sykes could have been called with a foul. But they'll say that it was off of the hands of Sykes. Warriors retain possession. Hayden Harper now to Gray Haley. Hayden Harper, catch and shoot. He buries it right in front of the bench. Hayden Harper knocks down his second triple of the night. Warriors' lead is a touchdown. 52-45. Jumper just inside the free throw line. Jadarian Holloway is able to knock it down. Harper now to Barrett Cook. Barrett Cook, full head of steam. Floater rattles in and out. And Tyler Sykes, the rebound. Both of these teams, you can tell, it's going to come down to willpower. These two teams are absolutely exhausted. Holloway trying to go to work on Parks Myers. Nice defense by Myers. McCrane down low, gets the pass, and gets fouled on the way up. They're going to get Parker Wright on the shooting foul. 5 minutes even remaining in the contest. Free throws, about the only time these two teams have been able to catch their breath. And McCrane feels, you can tell, just doesn't feel comfortable at the charity stripe, unable to knock down the first one. Gets a really wide base and almost a one-handed shot. He's unable to connect on either. Levi Pender with the rebound. Right-handed layup is good. They're going to get Parker Wright on the foul once again. Lazy rebounding effort by the Lee Scott Warriors. Coach Johnson is frustrated. Brooke Zachary makes his way to the scorer's table. Parker Wright will check out. I feel like that's just a possession that the Glenwood Gators just got to steal. McCrane goes 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Warriors had a 5-point lead, but now Levi Pender converts on the three-point play, and now it's a two-point game. So at worst, or at best, a three-point swing. Hayden Harper works his way inside, blows by everybody, and the left-handed layup is good. A nice stutter step and a little hezzy dribble on the right wing by Hayden Harper. Gators now quickly in transition. A poke steal goes off the foot of Holloway. Parks Myers gets a hand on the basketball, and we're going the other way. 54-50, approaching the 4.5-minute mark in this fourth quarter. Hayden Harper, Gray Haley, Barrett Cook, Brooke Zachary, and Parks Myers, the five in white for the Warriors on their home floor. Barrett Cook, catch and shoot three. That one off the front of the rim. Parks Myers, a lot of contact on the offensive rebound. No good. Goes into the hands of Brooke Zachary. He can't finish the layup either. And the Gators with the rebound. Levi Pender has it on the right wing. And they'll throw it back into the hands of the point guard, Holloway. He has 17. Leading all Gators. Dialing up a play, also just trying to gather their breath, both of these teams. And they're going to call a foul on the floor with Holloway skip past it to Levi Pender, but a foul on the floor, and it will be on Parks Myers. The Warriors have to be careful now. They have four team fouls halfway through this fourth period. So any common foul, the Gators will shoot free throws for half the quarter. The Gators don't have a team foul. And Levi Pender, yeah, it's a great call. A travel. The official up top took control. It was a great call. It was a travel. Levi Pender was careless with the basketball and threw it up after he tripped himself. Lee Scott will take over. 3.5 to play. Haley with the ball at the top of the key. Now Will Lyles. Brooke Zachary, now Hayden Harper. Zachary sets the screen on Holloway. Harper doesn't choose to use it. Out to Barrett Cook. Now to Brooke Zachary. Will Lyles tries to go downhill. Gets cut off at the free throw line right at the elbow. Brooke Zachary now has a backdoor cut. Gray Haley. And he's unable to corral it. It goes off of his foot. And off the padding, it'll be Gator basketball. 3:06 remaining in the contest. Warriors' lead is 4. And it feels like they've been unable to capitalize and expand it any further. Holloway works his way up the court. Will Lyles is guarding him. Warriors in the 2-3 zone now, trying to eliminate the middle of the floor. And Coach Perdue, prior to the pass down low to Holloway, will call a timeout. We'll take one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 54-50, 2:49 remaining in the contest. We'll be back with the final 2.5 minutes when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Scott out in front. And Hayden Harper gets a steal. Left-handed layup coast to coast. Hayden Harper, he lays it in. Warriors lead is back up to 6. 2.5 to play in the fourth quarter. A nice pass from Tyler Sykes. Mason McCrane dunks it down, and they're going to call a foul on Cord Zellner. Say that he got him on the backside. McCrane dunks it home and celebrates with the Glenwood student section. And then a little bit of taunting back towards the other side of the floor. And the rim, the backboard still shaking a little bit. McCrane asked for them to wait for it to stop, and it's granted by the official. 56-52. Free throw from McCrane is good. 56-53. 2.5 to play in the contest. Ball swinging around the perimeter. It's with Will Lyles, now Gray Haley. Barrett Cook has it. Now Cord Zellner at the top of the key. He's able to find Harper on the left wing. In and out, dribble between the legs, able to find Will Lyles. Now it gets stolen, and the Glenwood Gators have transition numbers. Holloway blocked by Corn Zellner. No, it's Gray Haley. They're going to call a foul. Oh, Warriors. And Gray Haley got a lot of ball on that, but if you're the Warriors, you can't turn it over on your end of the floor. Holloway now will shoot two to try and make this a one-point game. First free throw, however, comes up short. Parker Wright and Parks Myers will check in for Cord Zellner and Will Lyles. Hayden Harper, Parks Myers, Barrett Cook, Gray Haley, and Parker Wright, the five on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. Second free throw from Holloway is good. 56-54. Every possession so important here in the last stages of the game. They're going to call a push on Holloway, who pushed off of Parks Myers, trying to get away from the screen. Warriors will keep possession. That is only the first team foul for the Gators here in this fourth quarter. Lee Scott has five. So Gators have plenty. Lee Scott's not paying attention. There's a five count almost going on, almost stolen by Holloway. Haley lucky to get the ball inbounds. Hayden Harper, right-handed layup right around Mason McCrane. Harper with nine in the fourth quarter. He has 22, and the Warriors' lead is back up to four. 90 seconds to play. Holloway, three from straight away, and he responds. Jadarian Holloway, three-point shot from straight away, trims the lead down to one. 1:16 and counting. Parks Myers now to Gray Haley on the right wing. Hayden Harper catches at the top of the key and ripped around by Levi Pinder, and they're going to call a personal foul and a whole lot more than that. Levi Pinder rips Hayden Harper to the ground by the shoulders. Referees immediately holding up the crossing hands signal. Hayden Harper squatting down at the free throw line. Lucky that it wasn't more than that. Hayden Harper will shoot free throws and will get the ball back. Lucky to see Hayden Harper get up after a play like that. Got the off-ball screen, worked his way downhill, and Pinder, who couldn't catch up to him, almost like a football player trying to tackle him from behind, grabbed him by both shoulders and ripped him back. Hayden Harper knocks down the first free throw. Two big free throws for Lee Scott. Lead extended back up to two. Second free throw is on the way, and Harper finds the bottom of the net. Harper now with 24. And what a possession this could be for Lee Scott. 106 remaining. They find Parker Wright down low. He bobbles it, right-handed layup over McCrane, and he gets it to go. A four-point possession for the Lee Scott Warriors. Their lead is five. Tyler Sykes catch and shoot three, and he's able to knock it down. You cannot find a way to let him get open and get lost in the defense. He will make you pay every single time. And Coach William Johnson begging for some sort of explanation. Tyler Sykes answers right away, trims the lead back down to two, 62-60. There must have been something that went on, whether it was an off-ball moving screen. Or something. Coach William Johnson not happy with something on the far side for Lee Scott Academy. ...62-60. 49.8 seconds to play. students here at Lee Scott Academy. They're swag surfing in here. Warriors will have the possession of the basketball. Coach William Johnson still livid, either with his team or something that happened on the other side of the floor. The Warriors have the basketball. They lead by two. Haley trying to inbound the basketball. He does find Hayden Harper, and a foul on Levi Pinder on the crossover dribble from Hayden Harper with 46.7. That is only the second team foul for the Gators here in this fourth quarter. So still plenty of fouls to work with. Lee Scott, however, they have five. They don't have a foul to give. Parks Myers inbounding the basketball, is able to find Gray Haley at the half court line, and a foul on Trey Clarity. And that's the third team foul. Glenwood trying to argue that it wasn't a foul, but Clarity hit Gray Haley on the head. Hayden Harper able to get the basketball in the backcourt, dribbles to the front court. 42 seconds to play. They blitz Harper, and they foul Gray Haley as soon as he gets the basketball from Hayden Harper. That's now the 15th foul on the Glenwood Gators. So Glenwood pretty efficient with the fouls, that I guess you could say fouls to give. Only allow about 10 seconds getting those three fouls. The Gray Haley heads to the stripe. Haley had six in the first half. He has three in the second half, and the first free throw is short. .68 remaining in the contest. Second free throw from Haley is short as well. Those are exhausted free throws. You can tell right there. Holloway walks the ball up the floor. Gators trailing by two with the basketball. Under 30 seconds to play here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Tyler Sykes catch and shoot three on the left wing, and he knocks it down. Hayden Harper now splits the teeth of the defense through a lot of contact. The bucket, the response, the foul. Hayden Harper. Coast to coast, Harper. Warriors reclaim the lead and have a chance to extend it with 14.2 seconds in the fourth quarter. Hayden Harper with 13 here in this fourth quarter. As soon as Tyler Sykes responds, this Lee Scott team essentially taking the ball out of the net. Glenwood wasn't able to recover. Harper went coast to coast, and he knocks down the free throw. Coach William Johnson will take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second one with him here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 65-63, 14.2 remaining in the contest. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
What other way would you rather have it? Lee Scott and Glenwood doing battle here inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Tyler Sykes hits a three to give the Gators the lead. Hayden Harper, 4 seconds later, gets the layup and the foul to go. Warriors reclaim the lead. They lead 65-63. Gators have the basketball. They cross half court. Now they'll call a timeout. We're not going to take it away from you here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It says there's 8.7 on the clock. Time went down a little bit more. I think they'll add a couple seconds onto it, probably put it right around the 10-second mark. But we'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A big thank you to everybody tuning in on Tiger Country 105. They're putting... It says 1:07 on the clock. I think that might get changed. But a big thank you to everybody tuning in, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, the YouTube or Facebook live stream. They will. They'll put 10 seconds onto the clock. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of the action on the Lee Scott Sports Network tonight. What a game. What games it has been. Lee Scott girls win in overtime. Varsity boys trying to cling onto a 2-point lead. 10 seconds to play. Warriors 65, Gators 63. And now Coach Johnson will take a timeout as well. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, almost like in football, you see what the opposing team's going to set up in. You call a timeout on your end just to figure out the best way to either disguise it or the best way to cover it up. 10 seconds remaining. Whew. Lee Scott 65. The Glenwood Gators 63. My voice alone can tell you about these two games. Again, the Lee Scott varsity girls winning 52-49 in overtime. And a back and forth battle here on the varsity boys side of things. Varsity girls most likely force a coin flip to determine the area side. Boys trying to do the same here tonight. Gators won the first matchup 67-65, and it's looked awfully similar here tonight. The only difference, the scoreboard right now favoring another team. Gray Haley guarding the inbounders. Tyler Sykes, they find Levi Pender guarded by Barrett Cook. He's trying to work his way to the top of the key. Tyler Sykes, just a home run ball, well underthrown, and Parker Wright comes away with the rebound. Tyler Sykes still had plenty of time to get up a decent shot. But a fadeaway standing on the A in LSA. Sykes went for the win. Ball ripped down well short by Parker Wright, and a foul. Parker Wright now stands at the free throw line. Two free throws can put this one away. 1.8 on the clock. First free throw from Parker Wright. Too strong off the back iron. Second free throw from Parker Wright is good. 66-63, 1.8. The three-quarter key from Levi Bender is no good. Warriors win it, and the students rush the floor. 66-63, Warriors victorious on their home court. Varsity girls win it 52-49 in overtime. Varsity boys win it 66-63. What a game here inside Sanford Gymnasium. All that you could ask for on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Warriors victorious 66-63. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll get you started with the pregame show. We'll wrap everything up here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The voice almost completely shot, but why would you want it any other way? 66-63, Warriors victorious here on their home floor. We'll be back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fiori, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Lee Scott and Glenwood, two instant classics. But tonight, it's the Warriors that come out on top. The varsity girls winning 52-49 in overtime. 32 minutes wasn't enough. It took 36. But in overtime, Coach Corey Harrison and this young squad, so talented, they win it 52-49. And in the varsity boys game, it follows suit the exact same way. Boys win it 66-63. We welcome you back in to the Lee Scott Sports Network. Again, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net. We appreciate everybody for tuning in here tonight. Why would you want it any other way? Lee Scott and Glenwood, oh my goodness. Some of the final stats for this Lee Scott Academy team going down the lineup. Gray Haley finishes with 9. I'll leave one player out for a moment. Parker Wright with 5. Will Lyles with 9. Wyatt Watley and Parks Myers both finish with 2. Barrett Cook finishes with 13. And Hayden Harper, Mr. 1000, had 27 in the contest. And no bucket bigger than the one following the heartbreaker from Tyler Sykes. But the Warriors, something I've talked about so well, their ability to get out and run, even following and especially following a miss or a make on one end of the floor, rather, feels like they get back up the floor so fast. And Harper did so, got the outlet pass, and took it coast to coast before Glenwood could set up their defense. Drove right into the teeth of the defense. Gets the and one foul on Mason McCrane. Free throw gives the Warriors the lead right back. At that point, it was 64-63. Warriors knocked down a couple of free throws, and they are victorious. Students rush the floor, an amazing sight here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Recapping the girls' game just a little bit as well. Again, 52-49. They win that one. It took five periods, but they win that one 52-49 in overtime. Sydney Dunlap had seven. Maggie Herndon with four. Glamden Cleveland, she had seven. Riley Fields had six. And Clark Ivett had 28 in that game. Clark Ivett and Hayden Harper combine for 55 points in the Warriors' two victories. What more could you ask for by the leaders of these squads? Clark Ivett with 28, Hayden Harper with 27. And the Warriors victorious 52-49 in the varsity girls game. Boys victorious 66-63. And a shout out to the JV boys as well. They win 70-50. So the three-game sweep against the Glenwood Gators is complete. So now what does that mean looking forward? Again, this is all with an asterisk because nothing will be completely finalized quite yet. Still a couple more area games to go. One tomorrow night, actually. That's being rescheduled. But we'll get to that here in just a moment. What did these wins mean for Lee Scott Academy? Well, again, the asterisk, assuming neither of these teams, Glenwood or Lee Scott, both on the varsity girls and the varsity boys side of things, assuming they do not lose to another area opponent, there will be a coin flip for the area host. Who will host the playoff tournament to see who will make it to the postseason? Since Lee Scott won at their place, Glenwood won both games at their place. A coin flip for both, not one coin flip for both teams, but two coin flips individually will be decided about where the area tournament will be played. If Lee Scott's able to win both of them, Lee Scott will host here inside Sanford Gymnasium. If it goes 50-50, thankfully the teams don't play on the same day, we'd have to make a trip wherever with whoever. One thing that we do know is the Warrior family will travel. Whether that's here at home or whether that's on the road, they showed up and showed out once again tonight. You got to give them so much credit as well. They deserve this win just as much as the players, creating a fantastic environment. The student section right in front of me throughout the entire time. We were hugging, high-fiving. We're all standing here on the back stair. What more could you ask for in an instant classic between Glenwood and Lee Scott? Pulling up the official timeline for what tomorrow will look like. Again, this is one of the games that is being, or that was rescheduled due to the ice and the snow. And there we go. We do have it finalized. Our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow against Beulah. It will be against the Bobcats, and that will be scheduled for 4 p.m. We will see if we can get confirmation with that. But again, you can check out Lee Scott Academy or the Lee Scott Sports Network for any updates with that, considering that might change since it's a Tuesday afternoon, but we'll have to check and see what that will look like. But regardless, our next broadcast will be tomorrow afternoon. Airtime, at least right now, scheduled for 3:45 right here on your home for Classic Country Hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, the YouTube, the Facebook live stream. What a night. What a night. Thank you for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. JV boys win it 70-50. Girls win 52-49 in overtime, and the varsity boys defeat the Glenwood Gators 66-63. For everybody at Lee Scott Academy and for everybody at Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin going home to drink some honey and tea. Because tonight, Warrior family, you got everything out of me. But we're going to give it all we got tomorrow as well. And then until tomorrow afternoon, have a great night. Stay safe, stay dry. And as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons.